are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
In this session, we'll be talking about some of the specific power negotiating gambits that contractors can use during the negotiating process to get what they want. Now, some of these may seem awfully ruthless to you. You may say, "Where on earth did this guy come from? I bet he's the kind of guy who would train homing pigeons and then move." In fact, I was doing a seminar in St. Louis one time, and I was standing in the back of the room waiting to be introduced, when a man in front of me, who didn't realize I was behind him, said to his friend, "Have you heard this next speaker? This guy could get the gold right out of your teeth." Of course, I had to correct him, because that's not negotiating, that's stealing. Now, when you get the gold out of their teeth and they thank you for it, that's power negotiating. As a contractor, you know that you live in a rough-and-tumble world where everyone has enormous pressures on them to squeeze out that last dollar of profit. The developer has to bid the job tight in order to get it in the first place. Then the general has to sharpen his pencil to beat the competition. By the time the job gets let to the sub, it's not unusual to find everybody feeling that they don't have any slack left in the bid at all. So every little change order has to be fiercely negotiated in order for anyone to maintain their profit margins. And a big part of power negotiating for contractors becomes not what can I get the other guy to do for me, but how can I stop them doing what they're doing to me right now? So bear in mind that even if you never use some of these gambits because you don't feel comfortable with them, you still need to know about them. Because whether you realize it or not, they're being used against you all the time. And a typical reaction from what we'll cover during these next four sessions is, "I finally figured out what they did to me. Now I understand why I didn't get that bid accepted. Now I understand how they got me to go along with 10% retainage. Now I understand why I paid more for that equipment than I should have done. Now I know how that general got me to agree to be paid when he got paid." So with that in mind, let's talk about power negotiating for contractors. First of all, the principle of nibbling. Unfortunately, that's not as exciting as it sounds. The principle of nibbling says that you can get a little bit more even after everything has been agreed to. Car dealers understand this, don't they? Car dealers know that when they can get you onto the lot, there's kind of a psychological resistance that is built up to the purchase. If they can get you to the point where you're thinking, "Yes, I'm going to buy a car. Yes, I'm going to buy it here," which they do by closing you on any make and model of car, even a stripped-down model that carries a little profit for them, then they can get you into the closing room and start adding on all the other little extras that really build the profit into the car. So the principle of nibbling tells you that you don't necessarily ask for everything up front. Some things are more easily accomplished through a nibble later on in the negotiations. Children are brilliant nibblers, aren't they? If you have teenage children at home, you know that they don't have to take any courses on power negotiating. But you have to, just to stand a chance of surviving the whole process of bringing them up, because they're naturally brilliant negotiators. My daughter Julia, when she graduated from high school, wanted to get a really nice high school graduation gift from me. She had three things on her hidden agenda. Number one, she wanted a five-week trip to Europe. Number two, she wanted $1,200 in spending money. Number three, she wanted a new set of luggage. She was smart enough not to ask for everything up front. She was a good enough negotiator to first close me on the trip, then come back a few weeks later and show me in writing, and I'll stress the importance of the in writing part later, show me in writing that the recommended spending money was $1,200 and got me to commit to that. And then right at the last minute, she came to me and she said,
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.